Good morning, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and we're going to be with you today for 2.5 hours. I hope you can stay with us for the entire time. I'm always so pleased to introduce somebody onto the program who has a story similar to mine and similar to other people, and I'm talking right now about Christopher Edgar. He is an author, he's a speaker, he's a personal coach, and he was a former corporate attorney. Chris left the law to teach people how they can use spiritual practices like meditation, visualization, and yoga to find focus and motivation in their work. It's so good to have you here with us, Chris. And, you know, I booked you weeks ago, and just yesterday, no, day before yesterday, booked David Damery. And it wasn't until I got up this morning that I realized what you two have in common. The work that you're doing now isn't similar, but what you used to do is. Isn't it interesting that you're on from 7:30 to 8, he'll be on from 8 to 9, and you were both attorneys and gave up doing something that took you so long to accomplish, I'm sure you were very good at it, to pursue something that may be more your life's work. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bonnie.
You know, this is, if somebody said to me, well, who is your typical guest on Seeing Beyond, I'd laugh, because how can you have a program called Seeing Beyond and have typical guests on? But yet there is something that a lot of us have in common, and that is someplace in our life, even though we're successful, we're doing something that we really like, it certainly took a lot of money and training to get there, we realize the spirit motivates us, nudges us, informs us that there's something else for us to do. And it could be entirely different than what we were doing before. Tell your story. How did you go from being a lawyer to doing the work that you're doing now?
Sure. Well, it all started when I was working as a litigator.
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Sure. I was working as a litigator in a large law firm for several years. And I guess you won't be surprised to hear that while I was there, I was experiencing some stress and some time pressure and some conflict situations. And, you know, that was okay with me. I have a pretty high tolerance for stress in the workplace. But the problem that I was facing was that I was actually starting to bring that stress home with me. So if I were trying to relax on the couch with the newspaper or something like that, I would end up having this nagging voice in the back of my mind, you know, wondering whether there was a typo on page 22 of some document that I'd handed in that day. So what I decided to do, just to try to relax in my rare off hours, was to start exploring what's often called spiritual or mindfulness practices. And so I was trying out yoga and meditation and qigong and tai chi and so on. And I started noticing that not only was that actually helping me get, you know, a good night's sleep and relax when I got home, but it was actually starting to seep over into my work, the effects of these practices. So even amidst all of emails coming in and the phone ringing off the hook and whatever drama was going on in my workplace, I would feel this strange sense of being centered and calm as I was sitting there. And one of the effects of that inner peace that I was finding when I was getting deeper into these practices was that I was actually getting more done. And because I was able to focus despite everything that was going on around me, and I was leaving the office earlier in the day. It's funny, when I started these practices out, I thought that they were things that I could only do on my own time. You know, I couldn't exactly bring my yoga mat into work and unroll it on the floor and then do a couple of asanas whenever I wanted to de-stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I discovered was that there are actually practices that you can do in real time as you're sitting there at your desk, maybe forms of breathing or visualization or movement and so on. What I started to discover was that I could do these while I was sitting at my desk. I didn't need to get up and watch a DVD or go to some class or something like that. As I got deeper into these practices and adapting spiritual work into the legal work that I was doing, what I discovered was that I actually had something to offer other people, that I could share this inner peace and focus that I was starting to find through these practices with an audience that probably hadn't been turned on to this kind of work before. Like, a lot of the lawyers that I know haven't really heard of spiritual work, even if they're out here in the Bay Area. And so I thought this would be a great role for me to play.
Well, I'm sure that your transition has really helped a lot of people. You're a personal coach. What exactly is that?
What I do is I help people reach whatever productivity goals they're trying to reach in their work. Some for that, and others come to me because they're interested in making a career transition. So either they're at the stage where they know what they want to do, they know all the details of the business they want to start, and they just need sort of to overcome some of the emotional blocks that they're facing, some of the fears that are in the way, or they come in having no idea what they want to do. They just know that they're not satisfied right now. So there are a number of different situations that they bring to me. And what we'll do on the service level is we'll get clear on what they want and create a plan involving clear milestones for getting them to that point and monitor their progress as we go along. At a deeper level, I'll be looking for what I call their way of seeing. So there are assumptions that we're all making in the background, sort of unconsciously, about how the world is and how other people are and so on. And I find that more than anything, these are actually the things that tend to limit us in our career situations. And so I can give you a good example of this.
Yeah.
I was working with a man recently who came to me, and he had just received an angry email from his boss. And he was saying to me, I want to, you know, stop making my boss so angry. And, of course, one of the first questions I asked him was, you know, it sounds like you're assuming that you're responsible for your boss's feelings. You're assuming that you're responsible for his anger and so on. And he said, you know, I never actually thought of it that way. Wow, you know, I thought that was just the way the world was, that I'm to blame for how other people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the net result of that was that when he went back into the office, he found himself actually being able to concentrate and get productive much more easily, because his mind wasn't absorbed with managing the emotions of his boss and his coworkers and so on. He could actually just focus on his own job, on his own work. And that must have been a lifting of a huge burden for him.
So we're all looking at the world through our own filters created by our parents and our teachers and what we've heard about the world. And that can affect us in a negative way in the workplace.
Definitely. I think that's my main job that I do as a coach, is just to listen for the way of seeing that people are bringing to me and the ways that might be limiting them in either their productivity or making a career transition or whatever their goal happens to be.
Has your coaching become more difficult, Chris, since the economy has changed so radically?
Well, it's funny. There are a number of people, because of the economic situation, who have been coming to me wanting to make a fresh start. Just in keeping with what I think Warren Buffett observed about the current situation, that this is a great time to invest in yourself. So there will be people who are seeking to maybe have a graduate education that they've been putting off for a long time, or maybe to start a business because things might not be going quite as well in the job that they've had for a long time. So it's an opportunity, I think, for a lot of people to reinvent themselves, and that's something that I love to help people with. So in a way, it's been a rewarding experience for me.
Well, I like that word reinvent. In fact, it kind of seems to be the theme song for this half hour with you. You reinvented your life. I reinvented my life. And that's what a lot of people are needing to do right now. Many of them don't think they want to do that, but once it happens, they realize it was the best thing that ever happened to them in their life. Why is it so difficult for us to just do this by ourselves? Why is it that having a personal coach or a success coach can help us really exponentially as we're doing something new, something different, something maybe even daring?
Yeah, I mean, there's that aspect of having a safe environment to express what you want. I think that's the key role of a coach. It's interesting, I have a lot of people who come to me and they know that they're not satisfied with their current job and they want to make a transition. But they say, I don't know what I want. And what I find is that when I convince them that I'm not going to judge them and that they can feel safe revealing what they want to me, that actually what they want out of their career starts to become a lot more clear than what they originally thought. So maybe they've learned, because of the kind of conditioning that you were talking about before, that they shouldn't think about what they want, that, you know, it's selfish, that it's inconsiderate of others. And when they get into an environment with someone who's willing to listen to them and not to judge them and criticize them for saying what they want, then suddenly all of these wants start flowing out, not just in the context of their careers, but sometimes in their intimate relationships. Maybe they realize that they want to go climb a mountain. You know, so it's a great environment, just a great container that a coach can provide for letting what people really want come out.
And one of the things that you do that I think really helps you to stand out from other success coaches is that you really have this kind of way of realizing that the spiritual practice is so important. How can spiritual practices help a person become more productive?
There's a lot of different ways. One of the basic techniques, I would say, would just be the mindfulness practices that have us practice holding our attention. So you've probably heard of Zen meditation that have us focus our attention on the breath. And when your attention starts to drift away into the past or the future, then just bring your awareness gently back to the breath, or maybe focus on some object in the outside world and do the same with regard to that. And a lot of people think of that kind of meditation as just a way to get enlightened or seek the ultimate truth or something like that. But in fact, it has very down-to-earth practical benefits, because if you train yourself to hold your attention for a prolonged period of time, then that translates into your work. You no longer find yourself getting so distracted and jittery when you're sitting there in the office. You can actually focus on your task and get more done and leave the office earlier, which I know is something that a lot of people are wanting.
Well, and a lot of the time, one of the reasons that we aren't able to leave the office early is because we've procrastinated and held off until the last minute what we really know that we need to get done. And so we have quite an opportunity for you, Sing Beyond listeners. Chris Ecker is going to be at one of our favorite places, East West Books in Mountain View. He's going to be there Wednesday evening, July 8th, for one of their free lectures. It's called Transcending Procrastination at 7:30 p.m. It's free, but they do ask that you call to reserve a space. And again, that is July 8th. And then the other thing that Chris has to offer, and this is so wonderful, especially for those of you who are finding yourselves out of work and don't have a lot of money but want to really do something exponential for yourself. In other words, you want to make your dollars count. You know that you have to get going in order to get a new profession, get a new job. And oftentimes having a guide on the side is exactly what you need. Well, to find out whether or not Chris Ecker is your guy, he is offering you, now hear this people, a free 30-minute coaching session to address the productivity concerns you're having or to help you find a work situation that finds your calling and talents. Chris, why did you decide to make such a generous offer? I mean, 30 minutes, that's really, really, really sweet of you.
Well, I just love working with people, and even if I don't end up in a long-term client relationship, it's just a great opportunity just to hear what's going on with people and to, I really get a charge out of listening, and in that active way that we've been talking about, listening for that way of being. So, if I'm not careful, I end up coaching a lot of people for free, whether they're my friends or relatives. Remembering to charge for my services is sort of an edge for me, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to what your listeners have to bring.
Well, this is, as I said, so generous, a free 30-minute coaching session to address the productivity concerns you're having about the job you have now, or about maybe you're procrastinating or looking for another job, or to help you find a work situation that fits your calling and talents. Put out your phone number there, Chris.
Sure. That's 650-324-1022.
That's 650-324-1022. And Chris, I know that you're in Palo Alto. Do you want Sing Beyond listeners to come see you? Would you do this over the telephone? How do you work?
Well, usually I have the initial contact over the telephone. If they prefer to do our first session in person, we can set something up. Or if it's more convenient for people, I can do all of the work of the 30-minute session over the phone. I've actually worked with people in India and Australia and Switzerland over Skype. So it's possible to make it work no matter what their geographic location is.
Well, we're certainly glad that you decided to transition from being an attorney to being a success coach. Chris Ecker's phone number again in Palo Alto, 650-324-1022. That's 650-324-1022. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Seeing Beyond. Our guest this half hour is Chris Ecker. Among other magazines, Chris's articles have appeared in Balance, Balanced Living, New Age Journal, Well-Being, and Wisdom. He's also the author of the Career Satisfaction from Within audio course and Productivity from Within. His number in Palo Alto, 650-324-1022. Are those audio series available for Seeing Beyond listeners, Chris?
Oh, yes. And you can find them on my website, which is at www.purposepowercoaching.com.
Purposepowercoaching.com. Mm-hmm. And again, there are two of them. What will people be getting from the audio system?
Career Satisfaction from Within is a free CD series that's all about guided meditation involving the kind of mindfulness practices that we've talked about. And this would apply whether you're seeking more productivity in what you're doing or if you're seeking a new career direction. I would say that the main theme of the program is that it's best to come to our career situation, no matter what stage of it we're at, from a place of feeling whole about ourselves. In our culture, what we tend to do is we tend to base our whole sense of self-worth on our external accomplishments, like the money and prestige of our careers and so on. But when we do that, then we place ourselves in this state of insecurity, because even if we are successful, we know that if we lost the money and prestige that we had, you know, we'd end up being in trouble and we get the sense of lack about ourselves again. So really, the program is about helping people cultivate that inner sense of wholeness. And coming from that place, then you start to achieve the results that you want in your career more naturally and with less suffering and effort.
So back to people who are looking for jobs, and unfortunately, there are so many of them. Just an article on the cover of Santa Fe Mercury this morning about that. What would you recommend, Chris, to someone who knows they want a career change or perhaps had the career change forced upon them, but they're feeling lots of doubts and fears about it, and they're having trouble taking the first step?
I mean, if you're trying to make an initial decision about what it is that you want, what I would recommend is an exercise that really helps you tap into your body and what your unconscious and your instincts have to say about what you actually want out of your career. And what this involves is just taking a blank sheet of paper and brainstorming for a little while, writing down all the possibilities for what your career might be. Don't censor yourself based on what sounds rational, like if trapeze artist or something like that comes up. Put that down at this stage. And then bring your eyes back up to the top of that list and start scanning down. And notice as you read each of those goals how your body feels. So maybe you'll feel this sense of warmth and spaciousness in your heart when you read some of these goals. And I think that would be an indication that your instincts are telling you to check this out. This is at least something to take into account. Even if it's something that on the surface sounds, you know, maybe not rational or maybe not financially lucrative, like trapeze artistry or teaching children knitting. The opposite example would be a situation where you're reading a goal that sounds very rational on the surface, like becoming an accountant, for instance. But when you read it, maybe your body starts to feel tight. Maybe your shoulders start to feel constricted, for instance. And that's something I would take into account as well when you're making your decision. In our culture, I think the norm is for us to make career decisions solely based on our heads rather than using all of our bodies. And so based on this cost-benefit analysis perspective of what's the benefit package of this job versus that job, the problem is when we solely use our heads to make these decisions rather than all of our bodies, we end up often 10 or 20 years down the line wishing that we paid attention to those instincts when we started out. And so I think this is a great way to save a lot of the agony of that process.
So let's go now to somebody who has a job, but maybe they're feeling like it's not the right place or they're feeling unmotivated in their work. Do you work with people who are just, they're feeling probably pretty guilty because they've got a job and so many people don't, but they just don't like it, and they're going, how in the world can I change jobs now in this environment? How do you help somebody with that kind of a situation?
Yeah, I've definitely worked with people who just want more motivation and inspiration in what they're doing right now. And what I would recommend, I think that what we tend to do is develop a very narrow focus of attention when we're working. We just focus on finishing the task that's right in front of us, and we just focus on and getting out of the office that day. You know, what am I going to do when I get out? What I recommend is maybe broadening your focus a little bit. Taking a 30,000-foot perspective on the contribution that you're making with the work that you're doing. So even if you're sitting there doing something that's kind of mundane or minor, like organizing your file folders or paying your business's taxes, focus on really the overall contribution that you're making by doing those things. If organizing your folders, you're probably doing that so that you can serve your clients and your colleagues more efficiently, for instance. If you're paying your taxes, well, you're probably doing it so you can keep your business in operation and it can achieve all of the wonderful goals that it's meant to achieve. And if you take that broader perspective and look at your vision behind what you're doing right now, I think that's a great way to reconnect with your sense of inspiration. There's one other thing that I'd mention, which is really getting connected with your desire to contribute and serve on the level of the body. So it's not just a mental understanding of that vision. And you can do this with an exercise in yoga that's often called breathing into your heart. And the way that I do this is just to clasp my hands behind my back at the level of my heart and stretch out my arms and take a breath into that chest area. And that's a way to connect on the level of the body with the heart chakra and the desire to serve and the desire to contribute. That I think can also be a great source of motivation.
Well, and of course, you're talking to an audience who values working with people who are not only professional and well-trained, but also who have a spiritual bent and bring that spirituality into their practice. What sorts of people do you usually work with, Chris?
I've worked with people in all different situations. I mean, they're executives who just want to get out of work earlier in the day and spend some more time with their families. And then there are people who are in 9-to-5 jobs who are interested in maybe starting their own business. And then there's people who know that they want a new direction but aren't sure what it's going to be. Like I said, I've worked with people around the world, so in Australia, Switzerland, and India, and the UK, and so on, via Skype. Very useful technology for me. And the funny thing is, it's not always people who have an interest per se in personal or spiritual growth. It's just people who often read something that I said in an article or hear something I said at a talk, and it resonates with them on a level that they hadn't expected. And so they come in and say, well, you know, I'd like to learn some more about this. So it's an interesting mix. It's very eclectic. It's always a pleasure to discover all of the facets of the people who come to me.
And you are offering a free, now hear this, CBN listeners, a free 30-minute coaching session for you listeners. And this is really to address the productivity concerns you're having or to help you find a work situation that fits your calling and talents. And to take advantage of that, call Chris Edgar at 650-324-1022. He has an office in Palo Alto, 650-324-1022. Find out more about him at purposepowercoaching.com. How do you usually go about working with people, Chris? You know, starting off, let's say.
It's like I said, we will start out with getting clear on what their goals are and just be providing an environment that feels safe for them to reveal their wants. And then developing a plan that will have specific milestones for getting to the goals that they've identified. And then the rest of the sessions that we have together will probably be monitoring the progress that you're making and overcoming any sort of emotional blocks that might be getting in the way of you reaching that goal. And then at a deeper level, what we're looking for is the assumptions that you're making about the world is helping you see your own way of seeing and how that might be getting in the way of your achievement of the goal that you're heading for. So, and I would say that describes the process pretty well.
Well, we know that you're going to be at East West Books on Wednesday evening, July 8th. People can meet you there. That's another way to get into connection with you. The topic is Transcending Procrastination. It'll be at 7:30 p.m. It is free, but you know East West Books likes you to call for a reservation. And again, Chris's website, which I'm sure has information about his events and about his work, is purposepowercoaching.com. What's coming up next for you, Chris?
I'm going to be releasing a book in August that's called Inner Productivity, and that's going to be the most comprehensive collection of these mindful productivity practices that I've ever put out. So I'm excited about that. And that's been a major project for me recently, and I'm glad that it's finally over with, and I'm looking forward to reaching out to the world with it.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody who knows how to write a book knows how to stop procrastinating and follow through. How do you help people to do a project like that where they could get writer's block or fear of putting something down on the page?
That's a situation where I think it's useful, if you're getting writer's block, to sit with that feeling of emptiness that you're experiencing, that feeling of creative blockage. A lot of us use the approach of shaming ourselves or punishing ourselves for running out of ideas, saying, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, why are you so uncreative? And so on. And I think an alternative that we usually don't consider is just to sit and breathe and relax our bodies and allow that emptiness to be. And often what you'll see is that emptiness will actually dissolve, and in the place of it will be maybe the best ideas that you've had all day or all week or all month. And so there is an attitude of trust and faith in your creativity.
Well, what a generous offering again. Chris Edgar is offering you a free, you heard me correctly, free 30-minute coaching session. And all you need to do is pick up the phone and call him and see if this is something that is a fit for you, get his insights, and speak with him from his professionalism as he has made several transitions in his own life. His number again in Palo Alto, 650-324-1022, 650-324-1022. What's the name of your book again?
Inner Productivity.
Inner Productivity. All right. Well, it certainly is a great title. It says a lot. And we'll get you back on in August when that book comes out. Thanks so much for having been here, Chris.
Thanks very much, Bonnie.
All right, we've got two more hours. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.